Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Kent. It's Wednesday, March 24th, 2021. We're 9 days into this coaching search. Let's go. Let's get a coach already. We're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry, Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best dentist that there is, the best dentist that there's ever been. Give him a call, 317-849-2933. Take control. Once and for all of your dental health, let's go. Hit subscribe, hit like, ring the bell, do all that stuff, and let's talk sports. I reached out to a bunch of guys last night, bunch of people with tentacles into basketball, great insight into basketball, media people about basketball as well. I got a list of names for the IU coaches search. Most of them we've heard, but one came up over and over again, and it was interesting. And in one issue came up over and over again among those who are really plugged into the business of college basketball, and that's something that we haven't talked about. And we're remiss in not talking about it. Indiana is an Adidas school. Adidas is going to have something to say about who becomes the coach at Indiana. It is likely to be an Adidas coach. Keep that in mind as you evaluate coaches. And the name that kept coming up again and again, the closer people get to college basketball, Nate Oates at Alabama. People who know basketball really like Nate Oates as a basketball coach. Also heard Chris Beard a lot from Texas Tech. Nobody's sure whether Chris Beard would decide to leave Texas Tech. He's a Texas guy. He's a Texas Tech guy. That's the state that he's from. That's the school that he's from. That's where he cut his teeth as a basketball coach. Both extremely well thought of in basketball circles. Also heard the typical guys, Thad Matta. People are very, very skeptical about Thad Matta's health. They are also, some guys, not happy still that Thad Matta took Greg Oden and Mike Conley and took them out of Indiana and attracted them to Ohio State. Now, if you're Thad Matta and you've got an opportunity, maybe Nike says, hey, we got these guys. Would you like these guys? You say, yes, we'd kind of like these guys. Then it'd be great. We'd love to have, if that's the way it went down. Maybe Thad Matta came over and just blew Mike Conley Sr. out of the water, and he said, Mike, Greg, come on. We're going to Columbus. That could have happened too. But taking those kids out of the state, there are some within that Indiana basketball community that are still a little bit rankled over that, a sign of disloyalty, I guess. Dane Fife, the higher up in the basketball chain you go, the kind of less traction he gets as a potential candidate. Mike Woodson, a candidate, not a candidate that is being totally dismissed, but one that virtually dismissed. Porter Mosier is a guy that a lot of basketball people say you got to talk to. And these are Indiana basketball people, by the way. I'm not talking to like the guys, you know, the 24/7 sports guys who have their tentacles into this and talk to people all the time. These are guys with opinions from a college basketball background as well as an NBA background. Eric Musselman's a guy who comes up occasionally in conversation. Calvert Cheney, people like. Brad Stevens, the no-brainer, right? But he ain't coming, at least not until his kids are out of high school. Two kids, 115, 112, they're not going to be uprooted while they're in high school. John Beilein, not thought to be, by these people, a candidate of any kind of seriousness. So there you go. A lot of Indiana people saying a lot of good things about people without Indiana backgrounds. They don't care about it nearly as much as I thought that they likely would. Armand Franklin is in the transfer portal, been listed. This means that schools can contact him. If he has provided Indiana with his contact information to share in the transfer portal, if he doesn't give that information, schools cannot contact him. He would reach out to other schools. He has not determined that he's going to leave Indiana. That door is still open to return. This was mostly procedural to kind of test the waters in case Indiana hires a coach that the Franklin family does not feel comfortable with or does not feel like puts Armand in a position where he's going to be able to kind of showcase his wares for NBA teams who might decide to pay him millions of dollars to play basketball. And this is entirely understandable to me. Armand Franklin hit 42.4% of his threes last year, played with great effort from possession to possession throughout the season on both ends of the floor, really kind of stood up as a leader on this team and looks like a guy who projects to play in the NBA. So taking seriously a potential NBA career while you're in college, this is not something that I get rankled about. Look, I love good old IU and hope the guys ball out for it and for us. But they got to prepare for their life after college. And part of that has to do with preparing themselves to play in the NBA, because Armand Franklin is going to make a hell of a lot more money as an NBA player than he would as a businessman. And Armand Franklin certainly got the intellectual bandwidth to do anything he wants with his life. But millions of dollars will help facilitate that. And really, I think he's kind of an Etuan Moore type guy with a little bit more length and a little bit more height. We'll see what happens with Armand Franklin. The Colts, they're going to welcome Sammy Watkins. Sammy Watkins is going to visit. The thing with Sammy Watkins, he was a fourth overall pick in 2014. He's a guy who has trouble staying on the field because of health. Over the last three seasons, he signed a three-year, $48 million deal as a free agent to join the Kansas City Chiefs in 2019. He's played these three seasons. He has averaged 43 catches, 528 yards, and three touchdowns in those seasons. This is a guy with all kinds of potential, but if he can't stay on the field, you can't make the club from the tub. So the Colts, they're going to kick the tires. He's going to be affordable. He's a guy that they're going to look at as an additional weapon moving forward. If you can get both T.Y. Hilton, Sammy Watkins, and you've got Michael Pittman and Paris Campbell under contract, and Zach Pascal, you've got, from those five, you ought to be able to put together three really good weapons on any given Sunday, given their relative health. Sammy Watkins would be a good get if you can do it for a reasonable amount of money. If it's a good business decision, you got to like it, because Sammy Watkins has a lot of talent. Again, it's just a matter of his being healthy and his being able to compete on Sundays. That's going to determine whether the Colts move forward in the Sammy Watkins sweepstakes is probably the wrong word at this point. Interesting move yesterday by the Pittsburgh Steelers. Steven Nelson is a cornerback for the Steelers, started last year, and Nelson's a guy who asked for a trade last week. It was granted. They said, go ahead, see if you can find somebody, all right? And see if he can find a partner. Couldn't find a partner, so he asked the Steelers to release him. They have. And so that might be a guy, some low-hanging fruit for the Colts. Pretty good cover corner, starting-level corner in the NFL. And if you can get him cheap, it helps your depth at that position. Nelson would be an interesting get for the Indianapolis Colts. Interesting times for the Indiana Pacers. They've got a game tonight. They play the Detroit Pistons. Pistons stink on ice. They're terrible. This is one of those games that the Pacers have got to go out and win, no matter who's available to play. A couple of days ago against Milwaukee, no Brogdon and no Miles Turner in addition, and no T.J. Warren. That's three starters who sat. You know what? Those guys, they're important. And so the Bucks, they trucked the Pacers. And so there you go. That's what happens when you play against a team like the Bucks. But against a team like the Pacers, you ought to be able to compete. We'll see if that happens. It's one of their few home games during this stretch where a bunch of games are being played in Indianapolis for the NCAA tournament. The trade deadline's tomorrow. What are the Pacers going to do? They're kind of in the middle. They're not bad enough to be sellers. They're not really good enough to be buyers. So I think they're just going to sit. There's some interesting statistics. All right, it seems like the Pacers operate better with Miles Turner being on the floor without Domas Sabonis, as opposed to both of them being on the floor or just Domas Sabonis. Might be a sample size issue. I'm not sure. Domas Sabonis has been really good this year. He was an all-star. But Miles Turner has been an elite-level rim protector. Domas Sabonis may lead the NBA in blocks this season, and T.J. McConnell may lead the NBA in steals. Both lead in those categories right now. That would be weird. There are a lot of teams in the NBA who value the assets that the Pacers have. If the Pacers don't think that they project to be very competitive by the end of this year if T.J. Warren comes back and everybody's healthy, maybe they decide to bulk up on draft equity. I don't think they're going to do that, but maybe that's something they might do, depending on Nate Bjorkgren and how he feels about this team coming together. So far, he hadn't found the right combination, but it's tough to find the right combination when a bunch of guys are, again, in the tub. If you got guys on ice, you're having a tough time winning games in the NBA. If you've got starters down, it gets very, very difficult. So I don't think we can blame Nate Bjorkgren yet, but I don't remember Nate McMillan having a season like this, no matter who was on the shelf, whether Victor Oladipo was playing or not. By the way, Oladipo, it looks like, is going to be traded again by the Houston Rockets. What does this tell people about Victor Oladipo? Love Victor Oladipo, but Victor Oladipo is not seen as a force for good within that franchise, that team construct. And that's just the way it is. Indiana plays Belmont tonight. The women, Allie Patberg, the pride of Columbus, Indiana, played at Columbus North, was Miss Basketball, trying to extend her college career. She's a senior. Really fun to watch. That game, 5 o'clock tonight on ESPNU. And that's going to be all kinds of fun. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? Miles Turner celebrating a birthday today. He turns 25. Mike Woodson celebrates a birthday today. He turns 63. And don't let 63 be a hindrance in evaluating whether a guy can coach or not. Look, Jim Boeheim is 76 freaking years old. That's pretty damn old. He's got his team in a Sweet 16, all right? So it's fine. No, Steve Mix, former drummer for Uranium 235. No, he don't give scores. So he does 8-5, 7-6, 3-1, 4-3, and 6-4 in extra innings. There you go. We don't give scores. I don't care about scores, especially not spring training scores. Cubs lost yesterday to the White Sox, by the way, 3-1. Just so you know that I know scores. Like I said, birthdays today. Happy birthday to Miles Turner and Mike Woodson. Bruce Tassel, happy birthday. The great John Rennie celebrating a birthday. Jennifer Wright Keel, happy birthday. Scott Moorhead, Jerry Mangus, Anthony Sanabria, happy birthday. Tim Neiman and Scott Moorhead, happy birthday. We list twice because we love him that much. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Today, Inside Indiana Sports. Now, maybe we hear something about Sammy Watkins. If the Colts covet Sammy Watkins, they are not going to let him leave the building without signing on the line which is dotted. Maybe we'll have news about Sammy Watkins before the end of the day from the Colts. And maybe at some point we hear about the IU coaching search. I don't know. Here's what I've heard about Scott Dolson. We don't know a lot about Dolson, that he is very methodical and how he approaches the responsibilities of his job. He is going to be methodical. Do not underestimate the influence of Adidas in this hire. That's what I've been told. And that's the business of college basketball, is it not?
Mm-hmm. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.